Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is the difference between the abbreviations IE and EG. They don't mean the same thing. Misusing IE and EG is one of the top five mistakes I used to see when editing technical documents. There's so much confusion that in some drafts I got back from clients, they had actually crossed out the right abbreviation and replaced it with the wrong one. IE and EG are both abbreviations for Latin terms. IE stands for id est and means roughly that is. EG stands for exempli gratia, which means for example. Great Latin, you're probably thinking. How am I supposed to remember that? But by now, I'm sure you know that I'm not going to ask you to remember Latin. I'm going to give you a memory trick. So here's how I remember the difference. Forget about IE standing for that is, or whatever it really means in Latin. From now on, IE, which starts with I, means in other words. And EG, which starts with the letter E, means for example, E for example. The I in IE is for in other words, and the E in EG is for example. A few listeners have also written in to say that they remember the difference between IE and EG by imagining that IE means in essence, and EG spells egg as in egg sample. And those are good memory tricks too. Whatever works for you. So now that you have a few tricks for remembering what the abbreviations mean, let's think about how to use them in a sentence. EG means for example, so you use it to introduce an example. I like card games, EG, bridge, and crazy eights. Because I used EG, you know that I've provided a list of examples of card games that I like. It's not a finite list of all card games I like, it's just a few examples. On the other hand, IE means in other words, so you use it to introduce a further clarification. I like to play cards, IE, bridge, and crazy eights. Because I used IE, which introduces a clarification, you know that these are the only card games I enjoy. Here are two more examples. Squiggly loves watching old cartoons, e.g. DuckTales and Tugboat Mickey. The words following e.g. are examples, so you know that these are just some of the old cartoons that Squiggly enjoys. Squiggly loves watching Donald Duck's nephews, i.e. Huey, Dewey, and Louie. The words following IE provide clarification. They tell you the names of Donald Duck's only three nephews. An important point is that if I've failed and you're still confused about when to use each abbreviation, you can always just write out the words, for example, and in other words. There's no rule that says you have to use these abbreviations. And here are a few other things about IE and EG. Don't italicize them. Even though they're abbreviations for Latin words, they've been used so long that they're considered a standard part of the English language. Also, remember that they are abbreviations, so there's always a period after each letter. Also, I always put a comma after IE and EG. I've noticed that my spell checker always freaks out and wants me to remove the comma, but 5 out of 6 style guides recommend the comma. Seriously. I got so engrossed in the question of whether or not a comma is required after IE and EG that I made a table for the website summarizing the opinions of 6 style guides. You can see it at quickanddirtytips.com in the IE versus EG episode. Nevertheless, even though I prefer the comma and have sources to back me up, they almost all use hedge words like usually and preferred. I've also been told that commas are used less frequently in Britain. And the only style guide I found that advised against commas was Fowler's Modern English Usage, which has its root in British English. The bottom line is that in American English, I recommend using a comma after IE and EG. You could probably make an argument for leaving it out in some cases, but do so at your own risk. My personal rule is to use a comma every time. Finally, I tend to reserve IE and EG to introduce parenthetical statements. But it's also perfectly fine to use IE and EG in other ways. You can put a comma before them, Or if you use them to introduce a complete sentence that follows another complete sentence, you can put a semicolon before them. You can even put a dash before IE and EG if you're using them to introduce something dramatic. They're just abbreviations for words, so you can use them in any way you'd use the words, in essence, or for example. I'm Mignon Fogarty, author of Grammar Girl's Quick and Dirty Tips for Better Writing, and you can find all my episodes, over 250, at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all. Thanks for listening.